Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
Democrats are celebrating the disruption and turmoil that Donald Trump creates for the Republican establishment. But they may find that Trump is a bomb that could blow up in their faces, too. Trump's machine gun-like attacks on Senator John McCain and Fox TV's Megyn Kelly and others may ultimately bring him down, and his tough-talking arrogance may wear thin with the public. His unwillingness to rule out a third-party candidate may cost him support of Republicans who are loyal party people. If Trump is pushed into a third-party candidacy, some Democrats would still be smiling, remembering they think how Ross Perot's third-party candidacy in 1992 pulled away enough votes from President George H.W. Bush to make Bill Clinton's victory possible. If, however, Trump becomes the Republican nominee, some Democrats think that his erratic behavior and his hardline, simplistic, controversial, bombastic, and conflicting stance on issues would assure their nominee a victory in 2016. But there's a problem with this way of thinking. The American people sometimes prefer non-traditional leaders, even those so far out of the mainstream that regular politicians laughed at their chances. For instance, Raleigh's conservative publisher and commentator Bernie Reeves, quoted in the American Thinker magazine's blog, compared the Main Street media's coverage of Trump to the, quote, condescending criticism dished to Reagan in 1981. The Donald is characterized as an egotistical real estate billionaire in 1980, Reagan as a third-rate B-movie actor. The Donald says, build that wall to curb illegal immigration, while Reagan said, tear down that wall that spelled the end of Soviet communism. The Donald said he will undo Obamaionics, while Reagan said he would cut taxes and spending. Is history repeating itself? Reeves asked, and then he continues, Trump is a valid contender for not being intimidated by politically correct blowback like the other candidates are. He represents extreme change, what Americans want as fast as possible. And then Bernie Reeves continues, another similarity between Trump and Reagan, they both gained traction in reaction to a Democratic president who weakened America, Jimmy Carter and Barack Obama, unquote. And while I disagree with Reeves, his finger may be closer than mine to the pulse of an important segment of American voters. Progressive citizens in Minnesota had to get used to the bombastic Jesse Ventura as their governor. In California, they had to accept the leadership of a blustering bodybuilding actor, Arnold Schwarzenegger. And so Bernie Reeves might argue that Ventura, Schwarzenegger, and Reagan turned out to be better choices than the traditional politicians who opposed them, and that Trump would similarly be a better president than his more traditional opponents, both Republicans and Democrats, in the 2016 presidential contest. Well, I do not agree, but Reeves and Trump have got me worried. This is D.G. Martin.